I'm so excited to be speaking with our next guest, all the way from Canada, an organization that took a complete 180 when the pandemic hit. But first, I wanted to check in with our listeners and event professionals out there with a little affirmation for the day. A quote I came across that we all need to hear during these challenging times. You ready? The quote is, "It is better to light a candle than curse the darkness." Right now, it may seem like we are surrounded by darkness and that there is no hope around us. But it's our job to find a candle that we can light to lead the way out of this. It's time to change our perspectives, get creative, even if that means changing up how we've been doing things for years. Roughly a year ago, this organization had amazing plans in store. World-class chamber music concerts, featured artists, performers, all marking their 10th anniversary. Although things didn't go as planned, they've learned that wonderful surprises can arise from the unexpected. They've continued to safely present their chamber music concerts virtually, connecting to their audience online. Now more than ever, it has become evident to the organization just how powerful music can be as a form of healing, communication, and comfort during these hard times. On today's episode, we are speaking with the administrator of the Sicilian Chamber Series. The organization is a small chamber series that brings in outside talent for concerts. We will be discussing the virtual concerts they have in store for us in 2021, advice on hosting online music events, and virtual fundraisers they are doing, all packed in one episode. Let's get started. Hi, Robin. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent, Savannah. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so excited to have you join us for this episode. Let's start with you introducing yourself so our listeners know who you are, and then tell us about the organization.
My name is Robin Chinani. I am an administrator and a teacher and a musician in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. I have my master's in flute performance, and I play and I teach here in Regina. And I do administration for various nonprofits in the city. And one of them that I work for is the Sicilian Chamber Series. The Sicilian Chamber Series is a very small concert series here in Regina. About 10 years ago, it was started by our wonderful artistic and executive director, Lori Ryshinsky. And Lori saw a need for world-class chamber music here in Regina. We have wonderful musicians here. We have a fantastic symphony orchestra. And we have various groups putting on chamber music concerts, but Lori realized that there wasn't a lot of outside chamber music coming into Regina and putting on concerts. We are a small city in the middle of the Prairie Provinces, and quite often organizers will pass over Regina and go to bigger centers such as Calgary or Winnipeg or Toronto. And so Lori decided she was going to change that. And she started getting in touch with agents and chamber organizations and chamber music groups and bringing them into Regina. So that's how we started. And we've been going strong for the last 10 years.
I love that. I can relate because I'm from a super, super small town. So I understand. I was curious, looking on your website, looking into like 2021, you guys have virtual concerts planned. Is this the organization's first time doing online events, or did you host them prior to COVID?
No, this is our first time doing anything online. It's been quite the steep learning curve.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, how's that been going?
Well, it's been interesting. When shutdown happened in March 2020, we had actually just announced our 10th anniversary season. And I think it was literally like 2 weeks before we had announced our 2021 season. Mm-hmm. And so then shutdown happened, and we actually didn't do anything for the rest of the 2020 season. We didn't know what to do, and we were overwhelmed, as everyone was. But then during the summer, Lori said, we have to do something. There's all these fantastic musicians that they're not working. Like, they're not working as well, and we need to support our musicians. Mm-hmm. So she contacted some musicians and some agents and said, listen, we want to hire you to put on a concert. So our first concert was recorded in Calgary by a wonderful cellist piano group, and they recorded a concert just for us. And we learned how to market it online to all of our patrons and put the concert online. So that was our first one in, I believe it was in October of 2020. And ever since then, we've done all of our concerts online.
I think it's good talking to other promoters, especially, that you guys stopped, waited, and then figured it out instead of forcing yourself to like do something really fast. Because a lot of people I've been talking to on these episodes say like start slow and take that time to learn so you can do it correctly the first time. So I'm glad it worked out.
Nice.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, since it's your first time doing virtual events, what do you think? I'm sure there's a lot, but what would you say your biggest challenge has been or was like hosting virtual concerts versus in-person live concerts? What has been that biggest change that's kind of been an obstacle for you guys?
That's a really good question. I would say the learning curve of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to make sure that when you do a virtual concert that you're still engaging with your patrons. And I mean, that's why you do concerts is to bring something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to touch other people, for that connection with other people and this shared experience. And that can be really hard to facilitate online. And so using today's technology to try and still have that contact with people, it was really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first concert, we more than likely could have done better, but we've learned, we've grown, and each concert, I hope our patrons have felt the love that we have for them and for our musicians coming through.
Yes. I'll just say a live experience is not the same as a virtual. Like, you could do it as best as you can. It's not the same, especially music. Feeling it in that room and being a part of it, like, I totally get that. That's such a hard transition. So I always like to, especially when I talk to performing arts, theater groups, how have you boosted that engagement, if that makes sense? How have you found to like get your audience more engaged the best way you can online?
We have tried to do personal touches to our online concerts. So with every concert that we have done, we have asked our musicians to record a greeting for us. So they have simply either before they have performed or done a separate video and said, "Hello, Regina. Hello to the Sicilian Chamber Series. We're so thankful that you asked us to record this concert," right? Like something along those lines, just so our patrons know we haven't just stolen a concert.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. Platform, but this has actually been done. We have taken the time to do this for you. We also, our executive director, Lori, also, she records a different greeting for every concert as well. And then after some of our concerts, we have done online Zoom receptions.
Oh, that's cute.
We have asked our patrons and our musicians if you would join us for a reception afterwards, where we can all gather together and chat about the music and meet the musicians. And we did one. We actually did a Christmas party in December, right before Christmas. And we didn't know how much response we would get from our musicians. I think Lori talked to 15 musicians to see if they would possibly donate their time and come to a little online Christmas party. And she got 15 yeses.
Uh-huh.
we have such wonderful people who play for us. And it was one of the best Zoom parties that I've ever had. It was so much fun.
Have you guys done, did you do receptions like that at all when you're doing live events, or is that new as well?
We did live receptions. I mean,
okay.
We would usually take our musicians out for a meal. We wouldn't invite all of our patrons. Mm-hmm. for a reception. So it would be a very, very small group that would go out and we would share a meal together afterwards. So this is a new experience, inviting everyone who buys a ticket to a concert to come to an online reception.
Yeah, that's awesome too for them. Something they wouldn't have been able to experience in person. Now they can actually connect with the artists online. I like that. And you said you're using Zoom. I like to ask this question every time for anyone that's doing virtual events, what platform they use, because there are so many. But you guys are using Zoom?
We are not using Zoom, actually.
Oh, what are you using?
Zoom is just an easy word because everyone understands.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We use Google Suite.
Okay.
And so we have done all of our concerts by YouTube. So we get our artists to record their concert, and they either upload it to YouTube to a private channel, or they send me the file and I will upload it to YouTube. And then all of our concerts you can only access if you have bought a ticket. So it's by a private channel. And I will send you the link for the concert about 24 hours before the concert, and then I will make it go live at whatever time we have scheduled it for, usually 4 p.m. And you get access to that concert on YouTube for 1 week.
And then after nice. And then for the reception, though, since that's live, that's a live event they'd have to attend when it's happening, correct?
It is. And so I send a separate email with the Google Suite link to it that everybody joins.
Awesome. Okay. I like to always ask that question because everyone uses everything in the world because there are so many options.
So it's good to hear other people's.
I've heard other ones and I'm like, I've never even heard of that. But so I always ask that. Before I go to the next question, I had, you said that in the beginning, you kind of had to relearn how to market online. What are some ways you found that have been effective marketing or reaching out and letting people know, like, hey, especially in the beginning, like, hey, this is what we're doing?
One thing that we've had tremendous feedback about is Lori came up with this idea that the board of Sicilian Chamber Series weekly was going to recommend online concerts to our patrons. We call it Sicilian Chamber Series Recommends. And every week she sends out an email that has three of us putting different either live concerts you can buy tickets for or just recorded things that we have found online. And we send it out to all of our patrons. And the response has been amazing from people. They have really been connecting with that and have been loving what we have recommended and have felt connected to us. So by simply reaching out to our patrons with no thought of our own gain or, you know, we're going to do this and like sneaky get you to buy tickets or something.
Yes.
Simply just a way, we understand you're stuck in your house. Things are not good right now, but here's a little bit of a bright spot to your week that you can look up these concerts and watch them. People have been engaging with us more. People have been sharing those emails with friends and family from far and wide. We put it on Facebook as well, and we've had more followers on Facebook because of it. It has been one of the simplest and really most beautiful ways to connect with our patrons. And they have responded to us overwhelmingly. Please don't stop.
I love that. And I think too, people, how do I market my event? Like they look for kind of sneaky ways or even just products but in the end, like you said, people honestly are just looking for someone they can trust, someone that's genuine, like a leader, like you said, that's just helping them along the way. And it's not for their own personal gain. And I think we lose sight of that we lose sight of what we're doing. Like when we were doing this podcast, we decided to do this because we want to find a way that we can help our promoters. I don't know if it's going to help us, but we want to find a way to connect everyone online. Like we probably have other artists and groups listening right now that your advice is going to be, it's going to be so great for them. So I love that.
Like, I love that you're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, as myself, as an extrovert who relies heavily on other people for everything, we've lost connection right now with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And any way that we can reach out to others and just say, hey, like, I understand that you're alone too, but here's a way we can connect together for no other reason, just then we're all humans and we need to love each other. It's so important.
Yeah. Yep. And that's where we're lucky that we have the technology to do so. Because there's a lot of platforms out there to connect. I just hope after all of this, we're able to, again, connect in person and know how to socialize and not lose that aspect, because we're so used to socialization on the screen.
Right.
So we'll see. I'm nervous to see how we all come out on the other side, but
if we can just love each other, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm thinking about the first concert or any performance I go to in person again, it could probably not even be the best quality, but it's going to be amazing. You know what I mean?
It could be anything.
I'm going to be like, yes, that is amazing.
Right? Oh, yeah, I can't.
I'm ready. On that note, for people listening, do you have any tips for promoters in the industry, solo artists, maybe interested in hosting their own virtual concerts? Anything you've learned along the way doing this? Anything you can kind of give out to them?
The biggest thing I think would just be organized in how you're going to do this. So you need to keep in mind how you're going to connect with your patrons, who your patrons are, which is where something like Purple Pass comes in really, really handy, just to kind of keep everyone all together. And then what's the best way to showcase your concert?
Mm-hmm. So I, like you said, start slow and take the time to research, know your audience, and do it right. Yeah. Be patient. I would say be patient with the process.
Very patient with the process.
Yeah. And then going on your website, I was just looking through what you guys are doing. I did notice that you have an online raffle ticket going, which is cool. So I wanted to just ask, what are you guys selling raffle tickets for? One of the events?
No, that's for a 50-50 draw we're doing. Yeah. So it's a company here in Regina that is doing online 50-50s for helping nonprofits do online 50-50s just to raise some funds. So it's pretty fantastic. It's all online. Unfortunately, you do have to be here in the province of Saskatchewan mm-hmm. in order to buy a ticket. So sorry for those that aren't. It's a fun way to engage. Everyone loves a 50-50 because you grow up in your chances, right? You get excited about your chances. We try and do lots of education and outreach to our community. So we give free concert tickets to people who are undergoing cancer treatments. We give free concert tickets to seniors in care homes. We also have many times when we have live performances, our artists will not only do the concert, but they will also set up a masterclass for them so that they can reach out to young musicians here. With our next two concerts, we have a violinist at the end of February and then a pianist at the end of March. They're going to be doing online masterclasses. So the funds raised from the raffle ticket sales will go towards paying these artists to do the masterclasses.
Nice. I like that. Okay. I thought that was interesting. I just, everything's online now. So I was like, oh, online raffle tickets. I didn't even think about that.
It's great. It's super fantastic. And, you know, you set it up and you let it run. And
yeah, there you go. Okay. So I think just to wrap it up, we have a lot of nonprofits that we work with. And I noticed again, cause I'm nosy and I like to look at everything you're doing before I talk to people, that you're having a virtual fundraiser this month. And I went to that page and for the options to donate, you guys did different levels, which I thought is fun and cool. Cause some people just do the donation, just open-ended, but you guys at different levels. So I was just curious how that works. And if you can kind of explain the different tiers you guys are offering for people to donate.
Sure. So we're doing an online concert that is our fundraiser. Usually we would do a live fundraiser with a local artist here. And in years past, we've done really fun things where we've gone to a local brewery, a pub here, and done beer, bratwurst, and Bach. So we had a cellist come in to play all of the Bach cello suites, and we had you know, beer and sausages with it. And it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. This year, of course, we can't do that. So we're having love songs by a wonderful soprano and her collaborative pianist. And she said that her and her pianist would come up with the first half of the songs, but maybe people would give a donation and they would request a song and gift that song to somebody for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
No, you'll give a higher donation and you'll get to pick your song. Mm-hmm. And then we thought, well, some people might not want to give that much, so we'll give everybody a chance to donate. So we have three levels. We have the chocolate level, which is a $50 donation. We have the roses level, which is a $100 donation. And then we called it the diamond impresario level, which is a $200 donation, and you got to pick a song. And that will be the second half of the concert, or all these gifted songs.
I love that. That's such a good idea, because you have donations, but then you can make it more exciting and people want to be involved and they kind of get a little bit out of it. It's such a good idea. And the different levels too.
It's been wildly successful. Because the soprano and collaborative pianist had to take time to learn whatever, because people could pick anything.
Oh gosh.
Whatever music was picked. And of course they can't rehearse together. The collaborative pianist had to record his part in his home and send the files to the soprano. We decided to only allow 5 diamond impresarios. Mm-hmm. And boy, those sure got picked real quick.
Yeah.
They were gone very, very quickly.
I would love to see all the different songs that they get. It's so funny.
I'm going to keep that a secret.
I know.
it's going to be a great concert. I'm super excited for it.
That sounds awesome. Okay, well, thanks for joining me. Before I leave you, I know you're busy. Anything else, just anything you want to put out there for our listeners? If not, that's okay. Tips or just advice or...
You know what? Like, right now, keep on doing what you're doing and reach out to whoever you can, just for the sake of reaching out to people. Mm-hmm. Encourage people as much as possible to just keep going, and we'll get through this together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's amazing. We've really united, and I've just seen so much love during this time, and people that I talk to that they're kind of hesitant to do virtual events or something. They don't really know. It's a new territory for them. But I'm just like, at this point, like I said, I will watch anything. I will go to anything that has event on it. I don't care. And people are understanding, you know, because we just want to socialize and be together again. So I just say go for it.
Absolutely. I'm ready.
Okay. Thanks so much. I enjoyed our talk, our conversation, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Savannah. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy it from here in very, very cold and snowy Regina. I hope you enjoy the
day. I know. Oh, yeah. We have some nice sun out. I'll send you my sun.
Well, we have lots of sun. Actually, it's an incredibly sunny day.
Okay. I'll send you my heat too, because sometimes it's a lot.